Take a listen to this.
Sorry.
That works well, Dave.
I was always on live radio. You can't get them to work.
What about the other one? Does that work?
I tried a different one. This one was definitely working before.
Okay, so just so that people don't think Dave's going totally mad, what he's actually doing, he's got a drinking straw. We told you earlier to cut the end of the straw so that it forms sort of triangular spike at the end of the straw, and then blow down it, either end of the spiky bit, and then slowly reduce the length by cutting it with a pair of scissors. And you heard the result there. Why is that happening? What's going on?
Okay, the first question is, why is this making any noise at all? What you've done is you've actually made a reed instrument. It's very like an oboe. You've got two triangular pieces of straw that's hanging off the end of the straw, and they're kind of quite flexible. And when you blow through them, if you get it right, that actually when the air's going really fast through them, and that actually reduces the pressure of the air, so it sucks the two of them together. As it sucks the two of them together, they'll get close and they suddenly close off, and that suddenly stops the air very suddenly. All of a sudden, it's not moving anymore, so there's nothing to suck them together. If they open again, the air flows through, then stops.
Oh,
and
it goes in fits and starts, and the two spiky bits vibrate.
Yeah, the two spiky bits vibrate, opening and closing, and
letting. And that's
the
how
air
the reed of an oboe works. Isn't
that's
it?
How the reed of an oboe, in fact, the same as a saxophone, all that kind of reed instrument. Work like that.
And what about the business with cutting the tube? Why does that reducing the length of the straw make a difference?
Well, the actual sound which the reed makes is a whole mixture of lots and lots and lots of different frequencies, lots of different pitches. Now, the length of the straw affects which ones are amplified by the straw. The sound waves kind of go down the straw and they get reflected by the hole at the end, and the waves go backwards and forwards up and down the straw. I don't know if you've ever played in a bath when you're kind of sending a wave up and down the bath. If you send another wave down in time with one which is coming back, you can get that wave to get bigger and bigger.
You can have tsunamis in the bathroom, and I used to do that when I was little and flood the kitchen underneath. Just get into all kinds of trouble.
Something very similar as I was a kid.
All in the name of physics.
Indeed. And the longer that's the straw is, or the longer the bath is, the longer it's going to take for that wave to go backwards and forwards. So the lower the pitch.
Oh, right.
So
okay.
As you cut the straw off, it's like making the bath shorter, so it's quicker for that wave to go backwards and forwards, so it's quicker vibration that's amplified, and so it makes the pitch higher.
And so when you have an oboe that you're playing, you make different pitches and notes by covering and uncovering different finger holes. So why... Obviously, you don't want to chop the end off your oboe because that would be expensive and the instrument wouldn't last very long. So why does having the finger holes make a difference to the notes?
Doesn't need a very big hole at the end to change the effective length of the tube. So even if you just make a little hole, finger hole, if it's in the right place, that can effectively make the tube much shorter. And so it's like cutting it off and cutting it up, but rather cheaper.
Okay, and so the other applications of this kind of technology, where do we see this in the world around us?
The changing the length of the straw in all woodwind instruments, and in fact, if you consider it slightly more widely, the lengths of a violin or something, the longer the string, the lower the note, in a similar sort of way.
So there you have it. You heard it on The Naked Scientist, how to make your very own oboe and the principles of how things that involve tubes make notes. Right, if you want to catch up with more Kitchen Science, there's loads of experiments like that. They're all on our website at nakedscientist.com/kitchenscience. Dave writes them all up assiduously every week. Lots of pictures of him making a fool of himself and bits of video as well, so you can go and drop in and see that.